You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Into the second hour, folks, and we still have Dave with us, and we're going to take a couple of calls right now, and we'll go right to the phones. How's that? Let's see. We have Joe first up. Hello, Joe. Come on up.
How are you, Rick?
And good.
Dave? How are you, Dave? Gentlemen, I'm not going to take up much
great,
time.
Joe.
I'm just going to go.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. Yeah, great to hear you, Dave. Dave, I'm going to go right to the scriptures with three verses telling us where we are right now. Psalm 104, verse 4. Who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flame of fire. Psalm 105, verse 14. Verse 12. When they were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Daniel chapter 11, verse 30. This is a ship, Dave, that we're riding today. For the ships of Chittim shall come against him. Chittim means bruises. A ship of bruises shall come against him. Therefore he shall be grieved. Keep up the good work, Dave. Love you. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Very, very brief and very succinct as well. Yeah. All right. Let's go to next to Linda, I believe, if that's right, in Michigan. I believe it's Linda. Hello. Come on up.
Hi. It's Hi. Laura.
I'm sorry. Laura, my mistake. Go ahead.
That's okay. I got two things. One for Dave. Last Sunday, I listened to the speech by the new ambassador from Russia. Did you catch that?
No, I did.
I heard about it. I saw a summary, but I did not hear it entirely, no.
Well, I'll tell you, I had to listen to the whole thing. You got a lot out of it. It's on C-SPAN. You can get the archives.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he talked about fake news, and he said if there are people hacking our elections, he says it's not our country, there's another country, he says, who I can't mention, is hacking our elections.
I know.
And he talked
about the unmentionable, The unmentionables. Those are the ones that you have to mention.
Even the Russian ambassador couldn't say it. But he talked about how this country really wants to sit down about cybersecurity, about ISIS and all these things, but our country is refusing to sit down and talk. It's all because of this darn media. And he talked about how he got into Chicago. He turned on the TV and CNN was on, talking about Russian hacking. He said he left and went to dinner for 3 hours, came back, and turned on the TV again. They're still talking about Russian hacking. I think that everyone should listen to the whole speech. There was a lot of information in there.
You're right. It is from what I've read, a chock full of substance speech for those that still care enough and know enough to read what he's saying, read between the lies. That's all you got to do is read between the lies of the media today, and then you'll understand who is in the driver's seat. We just spent the last hour or so talking about it. Dave, any comment?
Well, they've been, it's amazing, you know, this, you're right, they're still talking about this Russian non-story, because that's what they have to, and that's what they do. They have as much money as they do, and they have as much power as they do they own the press. Like the saying goes, freedom of the press is only guaranteed to those who own one. Mm-hmm. So here you've got, you know, these guys who already have their press infrastructure set up. They can stay on this Russia thing for the rest of their lives. It doesn't cost them any money. So, and they will. They've got to do what they've got to do, and they're going to keep going. So they're going to keep going until they succeed, or at least they think they can succeed. They're going to go and say, look, we did it before. We're going to do it again. People are finally going to believe this. Finally, some story is going to come out that's going to make this true. And if it doesn't, well, then it doesn't. Then we move to the next thing.
Precisely. Laura, you hit the nail on the head, and I'm glad you're so observant about that.
And my second thing is a biblical question to you. I've been listening to ChristianMediaNetwork.com, James Lloyd. He's been doing a Bible study on 1 and 2 Kings. And he's saying Jehu is a type and shadow of Donald Trump. And, of course, there's Jezebel and Ahab have always been Bill and Hillary Clinton. And he says in there that Jehu will destroy the agenda, the posterity of Jezebel and Jehoram, who he thinks is a type of Obama. So, I don't know, maybe you could read that and see what you think about it.
Well, I mean, I've read 1 and 2 Kings entirely, but again, he's playing footloose and fancy free. A lot of people are speculating totally without foundation in the Bible, and that's when Trump came in. I called him the sixth Trump of Revelation, and now it's come to pass that every decision he's made regarding that beast city in Jerusalem is favorable to it. So, you know, what you got to do is look at, if you want to compare Ahab and go back to his time and so forth, Ahab was a king of Israel, but he was being directed, you see, by Jezebel and these pagan gods. They were in control. Who are the pagan gods today? This is the god of Moloch. This is the god of Satan. These are the children of the wicked one. So they are directing this policy, no question. But Ahab was disgraced and one of the very worst kings of Israel, you know? And so let's be honest about it and know that Trump is being used to accomplish an end. That's all he's being used for. It's pretty obvious to me. Pretty obvious. I think so.
I got kind of excited when Dave said that, you know, things might turn if the information gets out. So I got thinking about that. Maybe that's just that Bible study that things will get better and that, you know, stop these people. So I'm just talking, I guess.
See, I have to say, because I've studied it enough, and I think, like Joe said before, you know, if you don't really know who these Kenites are and what their game plan is and how God is in control, I mean, the only victory we're going to have is in Christ himself. Agreed?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Our country does not exist anymore. We're part of the one world beast system. We don't have a country. We don't have national boundaries, despite what they say. We don't have economic security and all these jobs coming back. We really don't have independence. That was destroyed going back to World War II. All of our freedoms vanquished, at least began to vanquish, with the World Bank and the International Lending Association, the IMF. All of that was done away with then. So I think we have to understand that. And if we understand that and where we're headed toward Christ's victory, and in him is the victory, then I think we'll really get to the bottom line. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Laura, for your call. Hey, can you hang on a little more, Dave? We'll wait.
Rick, I'll be here, my friend. You know what I do on Saturdays? I usually just actually the whole weekend. I just work all weekend, so I'll be here.
All right. Well, we'll wait until Art is on the line. Meanwhile, okay. We'll take Chance from West Virginia next. Hello, Chance.
Hello, Mr. Adams. Hello, Mr. Gary. Mr. Gary, I've been reading your work over the years through in the AFP newspaper. Very interesting,
yes.
Write-up. The reason why I called is I just tuned in a short while ago, and you mentioned Madeleine Albright. I believe her father was, his name was Joe Slovo, I believe. He was in the cabinet of Nelson Mandela, the communist ANC party in South Africa. Are you aware
was
of that?
I know about him,
but I didn't know that was her father. Well, thank you for...
I read it a while ago, quite a while ago. That was her father.
I haven't confirmed that, though. Have you confirmed that?
I'd have to look it up.
I have to look
it
up
I believe he was a Czechoslovakian Jew. That's her heritage, I believe.
Yeah, well, let me just tell you, this is, of course, Wikipedia, so we have to take that with a grain of salt, but it says her real name is Marie Jana Korbelova. And right, she was Czechoslovakian, born in 1937 in Prague, which they call Praha, the daughter of Anna Spiglova and Czech diplomat Josef Korbel. I don't know if, like I said, again, this is what it is. It's Wikipedia. So we have to make sure that we don't.
Well, you know, we can, if we had time, Google other sources, but. You know, to just see if, in fact, that is the case. I don't think Slovo was her father, though, and I don't think there's any direct lineal descent there. Although Slovo came from the same part of Europe, and he was pretty communistic, to say the least, right?
Yeah. Well, he worked under Mandela for the ANC party in South Africa, I believe.
Yes, the militant communist wing of the party. That's right. Yeah. That I know.
Exactly.
All right, gentlemen. I was just going to say thank you. Thank you for your kind words about my articles.
Okay, Chance. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to Kent in West Virginia. Hello, Kent.
Hi, Rick. You were talking about beating this Russian thing. Now, I've got sort of an interesting twist. I think we have to look at this in a little bit more, a little bit more sophisticated way of looking at it.
Sure, go ahead.
You know, we've, all through history, we've known that there's been code words you have to use. And in my mind, and possibly in other people's minds, every time I hear Russia, I just translate that into Israel, in my mind. And we've got this this guy in there. He's been put in there by Israel, and as you say, it's worse now because there's like a blood relation. There's this son-in-law in there, and he's doing everything. It's just so blatant. He's doing everything for Israel. So, in my personal opinion, that's the ultimate crime. And if they can't name Israel, and if Israel probably, you know, there's Jews all through Russia, And they could have done this to make it look through Russian agents, Jewish Russian agents in Russia, and it traces to Russia, and so Russia's framed. Russia's the patsy, and that's what. And even if they just beat Russia, and if they get him out based on Russia. He's a criminal, and they've got him on "quote unquote" trumped up charges. So that's the way I look at it. So I don't care if it's not Russia. It could be Russian Jews. It could be Jews operating in Russia, or it could be Israeli agents operating within penetrated into the Russian estate. You know, So I don't care if they, I don't care if they impeach him on Russia if it's trumped up charges. He's a criminal, right. You know.
Yeah, no, you're digging a little deeper, and it gets even deeper than that. You know, if you read Ezekiel and you look at Rush, Russia, and the kings of the north, you're looking at Russia today, not the people, but who is leading the government and who is behind the scenes pulling the string. And then you come to these Kenites, sons of Cain, and they do run Jerusalem. So I think, you know, what you got to watch for is how they will coordinate this worldwide conflict between Russia and the United States and Iran. They want to bring Iran into this, Pakistan now, and China. So they are the blood, you know, the blood soakers of the world, these leeches, these parasites, and that's what Jesus identified them as.
Rick, I wanted to make a comment about Kent.
Yes.
That's something that maybe a lot of people are overlooking, is that the Israelis have used the Jews in Russia over the decades and have sacrificed American national security as well as sacrificing the actual American spies within various countries around the world because of their espionage, Israeli espionage against the United States. They've used what they've uncovered to get Jews out of Russia. So it might be a point where they need more Jews to emigrate to that godforsaken stolen land for whatever macro reasons, and they might be using this Russia thing to as a pretense to get more Jews out to get into, because many Jews don't want to go to Israel. Why would they? And they used to, as you know, kill other Jews, bomb other Jews to scare them about the host country that they were living in to get them to come to Israel. They still do the same thing. But this might be a large-scale effort to use Soviet Jews or to use this fake Russia thing to get the Soviet Jews out and into Israel. Because who knows how many Jews there are around the world?
Well, that's why they're a crypto.
It's a mystery. You know? It's a mystery,
that's right.
Rick.
Right. That's why you'll know them, you know, like Jeremiah said, I can identify most of them just by looking at them. You know, he said that you'll know them by the show of their countenance, and we can see it in almost every news story today, every single so-called news facility, all the experts come on, and you can see them, you can hear them, you can witness the features and the dialogue. They'll take both sides. No, they don't all think alike. Of course not. You'll have pro-capitalist, pro-communist, pro-freedom, pro-slavery, pro-communist, pro-anti-communist. They're in every single aspect of American life playing the fiddle. And believe me, if you know the infestation of roaches, it's pretty hard to get rid of them. And that's the problem. It's not so much what they fall into and mess up, it's what they pick up and take away, you know? As one man used to say.
In the meantime, they're spreading their germs like roaches do. And so they something has to be done. I mean, I think, you know, ultimately people have been talking about this for centuries, for eons, you know, for millennia. Something needs to be done. And you have to be able to get to the point to say, yes, this is the problem here. We've isolated the problem. This is what it is. There's no other way to look at it. We need to get it out, or the host will die.
You know, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay, and I will destroy. So thank you very much, Kent, for your call, by the way. Dave, this has been a fascinating first-of-the-year program with you and me. I don't know how you enjoyed it, but I enjoyed your company and your wisdom.
I wouldn't be here, Rick, if I didn't enjoy it. Didn't enjoy being with you. I don't really do radio shows. I think you know that. I just don't have the time or the inclination, but I always would, you know, love to be with you. So I think that says it all.
Well, likewise here, you're a great resource, you're a great writer, great speaker, and we want to continue to work together. So thank you again, Dave Gahary, and God bless.
Thank you, Rick. Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you. We got a break, and we're going to come up with Art in Philly in just a few minutes. He's been away for a couple of weeks. See what he has to say.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with voracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, we're back again. Dave is gone. Art is coming up. And I just wanted to get back to the fact that, yes, indeed, there were a variety of different sources having to do with the Corbell family and the Albright family. And Madeleine Albright indeed did come from Czechoslovakian Jewish blood. And in fact, she was raised as an Episcopalian or a Catholic, actually. And she, as you know, admitted at one point she said she didn't know that she was Jewish. And all she had to do was ask some of us, I guess, and we could have told her. But the family indeed goes back, and the different sources having to do with the migration of these Kenite tribes throughout the European continent, particularly a lot of them in Eastern and Central Europe. And that's where Bolshevism, communism, demonism actually got its propulsion to grow and to spread its tentacles. That's why Germany was facing these evil odds against them, because the Soviet Union and the Bolsheviks were spreading their tentacles westward. And that's something that people definitely will forget. Anyway, okay, that's beside the point. Now I want to welcome up to the microphones after his hiatus, Art from Philly. Hello, Art. Welcome back.
Hello, Rick and RBN. Good to be back. Representation from Micah Harry of the American Free Press. So I was going to present one concept, one economic news. Recently, it was announced that Snyder's of Hanover, the snack food company, is being bought out by Campbell Soup, okay, for $4.5 billion. So if you go back to the American Free Press on the article, the king of the Jews is dead, none other than Edgar Braffman Sr. And right in there, they talk about his assets such as Quaker Oats, Tropicana, Universal Studios. And they mention they also own Campbell Soup.
Yes.
Right. So if any of our RBN listeners actually want to get active in this, look up the article from American Free Press, King of the Jews is Dead. Cite the part there where they talk about the Braffman Crime Syndicate controls Campbell Soup, and now they're buying Snyder's of Hanover for $4.5 billion. The RBN listeners, if they really want to participate and make a difference, call up your local FBI office, ask for the Organized Crime Strike Force, and report that information. Maybe if enough people call, they might not have the merger. And that's one way to strike back at these guys.
That is, it is amazing, and what they're doing now across the landscape of these mergers and these incredible acquisitions, it's just going on beneath our very noses. And most the average, shall we say, the observers are not picking up on all of this now. And what they've done, what Amazon particularly has done, has been to put out just about all of these operations that weren't already put out of business by, by Walmart and the mom and pops. And they're long gone from the late 80s and so forth. And now we've got these brick and mortars that are suffering massive losses after this, particularly Christmas season. I'm reading and seeing the evidence of these reports that are showing a lot more are going to be closing. And this is going to have a very major impact on the states and the country of America. And with the so-called tax bill, which is a tax increase, by the way, the Republican tax increase, we saw what exactly is the beginning of the loss of deductions, because these budgets have to be not balanced, but they have to be continued. And these budgets are not experiencing any cuts, the federal budgets that people are complaining about. They're just minor cuts. They're all they're doing is cutting just the rates of increase. And this is why everything now is in a state of total and complete chaos, Art. How could it end? You cannot possibly balance the budget. These mergers and acquisitions, you say, are now proof of what is happening with leverage debt. Wouldn't you say there's a lot of truth to all of this, what I've just described?
Yes, and from going to business school and studying mergers and acquisitions, most of them look good up to 5 years. At the end of 20 years, mergers and acquisitions have a 95% failure rate. So think about that. All these people working, thinking they're going to be securing these jobs. What happens is, due to the merger, they got all this leverage debt to pay off their debt. Quickest way is to get rid of the labor. That's one of the most expensive things for business to pay for. So by cutting the debt, by putting people out of work, using their pension funds, away they go. They get the debt paid off, and Wall Street gets rich.
Well, I'm noticing it, in companies like here in where I live in Rhode Island, New England. I'm noticing something we had expected a long time. Broadcast facilities as well, suffering major losses. And we got a break, so I'll come back to that point in just a moment.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles. A four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
And we're back with Art in Philly now. And Art, I was just mentioning some of these big mergers that took place when the FCC, you know, deregulated the industry, and you had these major companies, major giants, you know, Clear Channel and others of these huge broadcast entities buying up stations everywhere, cornering the market and advertising and everything. And now they're all reaping what I figured they would wind up reaping today. They're in big trouble financially. And, you know, we got a little RBN here, but here it is hanging on by a thread. And we're still here. We're still in business, still able to keep going. And yet, Cumulus Radio now, which supposed to own a number of stations throughout the United States, has now finally entered into bankruptcy court. They cannot meet their debt. They cannot pay the bills. They could not find a buyer. They could not sell their stocks. 23 cents a share, Art, you know, was pretty low. And they went even further than that. And they have mediocrity all over their talk stations, their music. Right here in Rhode Island, they have almost nothing left as far as real alternative talk of any kind. when Buddy Cianci was doing a show, they lost about 50% of their audience with his death about 2 years ago, this month, in fact. So, you know, they're all having some real hard times. And the competition now for the internet, satellite, and so forth is fractionalizing their audience even more. So, you know, all these debt obligations are just that. They're debt obligations. And how do you service the debt when you don't have enough income to meet outgo? I don't know. Can you answer that question for me? I don't know.
Well, it's the old story of robbing Peter to pay Paul. You know, eventually the other side wants to get paid, and if you can't pay him, then you're down the tubes. So there is no way to do it. I mean, obviously somebody's got to take a loss. That's really what happens.
Now, the only one that can do it is the Fed, right?
Yeah. Right. Well, the Fed's got the printing press, so they can basically by printing more script, in effect, they can put the loss onto the American people, which is what they're exactly what they're doing.
Exactly what they're doing. That's why we do have a tax increase, no matter what happens. If there are no changes in the tax code, and spending is the same as it was last year, which it's not, then guess what? Right. We already have a tax increase, regardless.
It reminds me going back to the Reagan era, back in his 82 Tax Reform Act. We're going to reform your taxes. And actually had the American people thank you for raising our taxes, like that was a great thing to do.
Yeah.
And what did he do in the 82 Tax Reform Act? He allowed junk bond financing for mergers and acquisitions.
Yeah, Milton, right? Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, who took advantage of that? Drexel, Burnham, and Lambert, a company that was taken over by the Rothschild banking interests in the United States. And who was their top guy for doing the junk bond financing? Convicted felon Michael Milliken.
Yes.
And what did he do with the money? He basically financed to take over Vegas. So that's how so in Vegas, you know, that was the transition point when it went from La Costa Nostra to Cosa Nostra, Vegas. And you don't see that in any history books, but that was the actual point where it transitioned over. Now, when you two, when Harry and yourself were talking earlier, and you mentioned about Netanyahu, I actually did the research on it. And if you look at Netanyahu is nothing but a puppet for none other than Sheldon Adelson, okay, who runs the American Israeli Political Action Committee. Mm-hmm. Also, you notice when Trump was trying to become president, he had to go to Vegas and had to get approval from Sheldon Adelson. Mm-hmm. But it seems like this gangster, okay, that he gets away with it. So I see, you know, from my research, I see three major factors in there. I see the Annenberg Crime Syndicate, I see the Brockman Syndicate, and I see the Adelson components are major, major players in wrecking this country, getting us into wars. And it's like you never hear about them. It's like they're not talked about. They're the untouchables.
So, well, you know, but then again, when they least expect it, another one of their kinsmen comes along and begins to cut into their action. Look, I mean, what happened to Weinstein? It's a good example. Harvey Weinstein and the Hollywood elite. Right. Certainly they're not, you know, out of business, but look at the losses. Look at the incredible empire crumbling right before their very eyes. They thought they were sitting on the top of the world, Art, you know, and then all of a sudden comes a few voices out there and maybe some big lawsuits, and who knows, maybe there will be some honest courts that will indict them, and maybe in the case of Weinstein, he could be charged and indicted for rape, and we go back to some legal statutes and implement biblical law, and we give him the death penalty for rape, and we can give him maybe the gas chamber, you know, as an appropriate punishment. But and let's face it, these people, when they least expect it, they wind up in big trouble. And the Soros factor is one example of where he will be heading, too. I mean, these guys can only be around so long. And then the other fish are coming along, and they're eating them up. So it's a dog-eat-dog, filthy, dirty world of financial cutthroatism, you see?
Right. I agree. That's exactly what's going on. And the, you know, what's happening is it's the hedge funds. There's thousands of hedge funds based in New York City and throughout the rest of the country, but mostly there. Yeah. And those are the ones who are actually, you know, creating the dog-eat-dog environment. That when someone creates an economic vacuum where someone can make some money, then they jump in and take advantage of it. That's happening all the time. Yeah. Who's famous for that? BlackRock.
Mm-hmm.
The major hedge fund that when the U.S. economy crashed back in 2008, went in there and bought all the real estate, mostly in Arizona, rented it out, and did very well for themselves in the process of doing it. What we don't see as well is that they created the situation to begin with. Let's look at an example in New York City, 42nd Street. That whole area was redlined, okay? And, you know, they had it decline economically. And I forget the name of the family, but there was a Jewish real estate investment family that went in there and made a fortune off of that. They got it, like, for 10 cents on the dollar. Now look at it. You know, they made a mint. But that's what they're doing. I see them doing it with the state of California right now. It's simply divide and conquer. They've taken over Silicon Valley. They want to basically get the white middle class out of California, bring in the immigration, so they can control the state.
Right.
And I see them, what the real plan is, it's so obvious. They want to make California another vassal state of the state of Israel, literally run by the state of Israel. Just mm-hmm. like they tried to take over Arizona if they lost the 67 war when they asked LBJ to do it. And just like they tried to take over the Port Arthur area, I believe, was of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're actually doing. And it's like that's never talked about. You know, we got to support diversity. Immigration. And
right. Nobody is talking about it. They're talking about all the jobs creation, all the manufacturing jobs, and they don't read the fine details of this whole thing and look at the nitty-gritty. In fact, these H-1B visa workers are taking the biggest chunk. These jobs that are being created in the cities and the communities all across this land, the retailing jobs, the service-related jobs, very few manufacturing jobs of any worth, and the pay scale is nothing, absolutely nothing compared to what they were making many years ago, not even 60 years ago, but 40 years ago, 30 years ago. The pay scale is nowhere near able to keep up with the devaluation rate. So, I mean, we're being lied to on a daily basis.
Right.
Constant.
Right. So, you know, Trump hasn't really done anything. Yeah, he might do some improvement in the illegal immigration, but the legal immigration is also decimating this country just as much.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I see
the wall now. What about the wall now? We're hearing that he's going to build that wall, even though he has done nothing to that effect, because there is no way that he's going to get Congress to go along with that wall. And the wall is not going to stop, as you said, the sucking sound of all these jobs. It's already been the case now for the last 30 years. You know, the whole business of offshoring and outsourcing of jobs, that's continuing. It hasn't been reversed.
No, it hasn't. There's two simple things they could do, although it's politically very hard, and we would feel some pain initially, but I think we'd benefit quite well in the long term. To say, you want to bring a foreign product in here? You want to outsource? Okay, when it comes back in the country, we'll put a tariff on it of 50%. Okay, do all you want. Oh, you want to use immigration labor? Well, we'll charge $100,000 per year. Use all that you want. And that would change the whole business climate, literally, overnight. Those two simple changes would create more investment and jobs in this country and economic growth than anything else we could do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not politically acceptable to do that, though.
Well, of course not. And again, Tweedledee, Tweedledum, the so-called two-party system, is really one party. And it's the Cosa Nostra party, because you're not in any way changing any of the key factors that have contributed to the destruction of this economy, this political entity, and this nation. As I said earlier, we don't really have a country. We have an entity, but it's part of a global entity. It is no longer an America. It's spelled with a K, not a C. People would understand that, then they wouldn't send their kids over to fight for all of these world powers. You know, and going back to the post-World War II era, as you know, go back to the destruction in Korea, where we lost 54,000 Americans there. It was a police action. Do you remember it was a UN action?
Yes, yes.
It was not an American action.
Right, right.
That's why they fired MacArthur, and MacArthur made sense. He told the truth, and the CFR replaced him with Ridgway, General Ridgway, who was a CFR member. I mean, you know, again, folks, they don't know their history. They don't realize we haven't fought an American war in about 76 years. And even right. those were un-American, if you come right, right down. Right.
And let's just look at a recent event with the airports, where the computer systems went down for processing U.S. immigration. That's called the U.S. Visit Program. And who got that contract? Under Tom Ridge was none other than Accenture, Arthur Anderson Consulting. Okay, same ones directly involved the Enron fraud, and also cited by Congressman Rose DeLauro as some of the biggest tax cheats in the country. Okay, because they offshored their corporate headquarters to the, I believe, to Bermuda. So what do? They're famous for using immigration labor, putting Americans out of work, and now you see how well they did their job. So,
didn't those files, some of them, get a little bit messed up or destroyed in the collapse of the Twin Towers?
Oh, yeah. Right, right. The Twin Towers. Basically, that who was going to be prosecuted for that was none other than junk bond financier Michael Milliken. They got Ken Lay, they got Jeff Skilling, but for some reason, no prosecution at all with junk bond financier Michael Milliken, who actually, along with Ken Lay, went to California when Arnold Schwarzenegger was running for for governor, and he says, if we sponsor you to get elected to be governor of California, would you drop the lawsuit that the Lieutenant Governor Busamani has against us for all of our personal assets in the tune of $7 to $9 billion. And Schwarzenegger, sure, if I get the election, I'll do that for you.
That was a nice sweetheart deal, wasn't it? Huh?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Well, you see, this is what we're talking about, how this castration of American middle class and the poorer of the poorest is going on more so now than it was within the last 40 years. And again, no matter which diaper you have, if it's spoiled, changing the Velcro will not change the diaper. And what you have is a spoiled diaper. You have a spoiled diaper in the White House. Yes. And again, it's good rhetoric. It sounds wonderful. It's just lovely, you know, to hear all this America first. But again, people, as Harry Hopkins said many years ago under Roosevelt, are too damn dumb to understand. That's right. What it comes down.
And wasn't Harry Hopkins identified as committing espionage against the United States at the end of World War II, working with
Russia? Well, he was never charged. He was never considered to be a card-carrying member of the Communist Party, but he was the chief advisor, the confidant man of Roosevelt, and he was known to be very friendly with communists because Roosevelt himself said many times that some of my best friends are communists. So it's right. No surprise. Harry Dexter White, of course, was an identified communist Soviet agent in the Treasury Department. Gee, I wonder why they want to go right into the Treasury Department. Of all places. And the Agriculture Department, too. The first communist cell in America was discovered in the Agriculture Department. And literally every single department of the federal government, particularly the State Department, was loaded with communists, you see? As Joe McCarthy accurately described, only it was an understatement because there were far more of them than originally thought. But then again, why do we want to be involved with facts? You know, facts only get in the way, you know, of truth. We can't have the lies. The truth is defined now as Orwellian, you see, in Nature. So, you know, No Place for Corruption is going strong, or have you had a chance to update it? I know you've been time and family.
Yeah, I got to get working on updating that. I am behind the times because of work. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. You're permitted a little time off, you know. You got a busy schedule, and you do great work.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the state. When I do have this information in No Place for Corruption. The American Academy of Diplomacy, which is required for all people who go to work, become diplomats for Department of State. It's actually called the Annenberg American Academy of Diplomacy.
I know. Yeah.
So the takeover of the Department of State has been pretty solidified under the Annenberg Foundation. So, even to this day. So, you know, I just have to, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I have very little trust in the U.S. Department of State. You know, if they're going to let...
You know, it never changed from the days of Roosevelt and Eisenhower. Of course, Eisenhower, I believe, did sign an executive order to the effect that the State Department should never again be investigated for communist spies. And that told me a lot more about Eisenhower than it did about anything else. But in the Kennedy administrations, we found out that many of them were being outed and revealed, and they wanted another investigation. But some of these people who had just resigned very quietly from the State Department were, in fact, Soviet agents. Others were fellow travelers or just simple pro-communist sympathizers. So the reality was, where did they go? The question is, where are they? Well, they didn't just take their baggage and go back into the cubbyhole. No, I mean, the fact is that they were and are teaching in universities. They're in positions of power. All of these positions in government, they just simply change jobs. That's all. Okay, we got a break. We'll come back. If you have a concluding comment, folks, you're welcome to it. Rick Adams and Art.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
And we're back now in just a few minutes, and we'll be out of time, but I wanted to tell you I've had some interesting discussions, and we'll go to Mark in Georgia in just a moment, but with people who really are on this, you know, this big Trump bandwagon, Trump versus Obama versus Hillary versus Biden and all the rest of it. And, you know, for the life of me, I try to explain to the simple and naive that it's not about who is in the White House. It's what controls the White House. And believe me, Art, when people are unwashed and they don't have access to truthful information, history, it's pretty hard to try to straighten them out because they're, you know, they're dealing with a focal point that is only a myopia, you know, just a short, small little piece of the whole pie. So they don't have their eyes open. And it's very difficult to explain to them that this has all been done before. It's all been done in our lifetime with Nixon, with Kennedy, with Johnson, with Reagan. Same old story.
I would say what you're seeing is you're showing how successful Operation Mockingbird is with the likes of Cord Meyer and Walter Annenberg and taking over the media, and these people can't, you know, don't have the idea of critical thinking to look at what's right in front of them. They just parrot out whatever they see.
You're right. They don't have that perception and thought. And if they did, then this whole house of cards will have fallen, no question. I want to see what Mark in Georgia has to say right now, and not much time, but hello, Mark. Hello, Mark. Are you there? Is Mark there? I don't hear him. All right. Well, then we'll just eliminate him and just continue with something. I want to just add a couple of words while I have the time. All right. And that has to do with one gentleman that I met. He told me about, you know, how the liberals are destroying us and this, that, and the other, and, you know, and blah, 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 the whole Trump revolution. And then he told me he spent $36,000 a year on to send his child to a private exclusive prep school, okay? $36,000 per year, a high school. And I know the high school because years ago I used to go paint there with my father, who was a painter, and we used to do a lot of the classrooms and buildings. Well, interestingly enough, he said that the teacher, one of the headmasters there said, do not make this symbol. And he showed me the symbol. And he takes your thumb, and you can do it, take your thumb and your adjoining finger and make a circle and raise it. And he said, do you know what this stands for? And I said, no, I honestly don't. And he said, it stands for white power. And the headmaster said, if you make that symbol, that sign in this school, you will be suspended. And I said, I'm not surprised. Hello?
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
I've had a friend who told me this same thing, that he sent his son off to college in Pennsylvania, and it was a sociology course. And first thing is the teacher says, because you're white, you have an advantage. And you need to recognize that you, with your white advantage, that you should not be treated equally in this class. So the teachers are doing that. Or I would not call them teachers, I'd call them Bolsheviks.
But the part that got me was, why are you spending $36,000 a year when you could be homeschooling? Or at least changing, you know, the schools that you send your kid to. It didn't make sense to me. And that's asking, part of the...
Or asking the teacher to be fired.
Well, the thing is, it's not just one teacher. Right. It's more than one. It's the system. And the system is politically correct. Political correctness comes out of that humanist manifesto and agenda. And who is behind it all? I think we're talking about the same group of people. Yes, indeed. Well, I see we've just about made it to the end, Art. Any closing words from you this week and this new year?
I would just ask everybody at RBN to be optimistic. They haven't taken over the country. They're trying to, and there's lots of opportunity to fight back and get control again.
All right, and you get back to noplaceforcorruption.com. Thank you, Art. Pleasure talking again. Let's talk again next week, God willing. All right, folks, we'll talk again, and we may have Paul Tepeti wanting to come back again next week. So you stay tuned. Rick Adams, thanking you all, and most of all, Yahweh bless his elect.
Like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds,
up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.